I need his help this morning. I need your prayers. And I was asked a question the other day by somebody. I won't drag them into it. I don't mind telling you my faults. I don't want to tell you where they might be weak in the same thing. They asked me a question, do you ever get jealous? And I wanted to say, no, I don't. But that had been a lie, and God knew that. Absolutely, I do. And it's a dangerous thing. It'll make you do and say things that you would never dream you'd do. It'll make you hurt people that you love. Amen. So I ain't been able to get away from that. I thought about all the ones that got jealous of the Bible. And I want to tell you right now, before we get started, jealousy is of the devil. It started with him. He was jealous for God. He wanted to be equal with God. And that's what started it all. I thought about Joseph and how his brothers was jealous of him. And Daniel, you know, he preached on that during a revival and the man in the middle. And he told us about the things that Joseph said. And I can understand, you know, no doubt. But I want you to know all those things was of God. God had showed Joseph the things was, and he was just telling them the truth. But because he told them the truth, they got jealous, and they was jealous. I want you to understand it wasn't only, it was their brother telling them that, and it was of God, but it was their younger brother. And he was telling his mom and daddy. And there was some jealousy even set up there with his mom and dad over it. And you think of, I thought about Saul and David and how when they come back from battle and it said the women danced and sang and said Saul's killed his thousand, and they just said Saul. They didn't say King Saul. I believe that bothered him too. They didn't reference him for who he was. They just said Saul, not king, but Saul's killed his thousands and David's killed his ten thousands. And you know that irked him. You know he was standing there thinking, here I am doing the best I can to serve you. I didn't even want this job. And here y'all are. Here I am, your king, and you not even recognize me as being your king. You just call me by not a lot of times, and I do it. I should say brother Josh. Sometimes I'll just say Josh, but we need to recognize as them being brother, but they didn't even recognize being king. But then they said David has killed his 10,000. So it set up something in him. And I want you to know all this lingers from pride. Every bit of it. I don't care what you say. It all comes from pride. You get a pride about you and you can't help it. And it leads to destruction. And I want you to know. Saul set his sights to kill David. I want you to know when it come to Jacob and Esau, even though they was twins, Jacob was the younger, and Esau was supposed to see the blessing. I want you to realize that upset up jealousy there. When Jacob ended up getting the blessing, I know it went about the wrong way, but he was still going to be the one to receive the blessing. That was of God. So I want you to understand jealousy is a bad thing. Often you find the younger one, the older one serving the younger one in the Bible, and it seems like that always caused jealousy. And I can't help from thinking about the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. But y'all pray for us today. I want to go back and read from where some of the first of jealousy or envy. And that's all jealousy is. The definition of envy is jealousy. And I want us to try to look at some of the things it can do to you and do to your life. Yes, I've been jealous. Y'all know me. It's hard for me. I'm telling you, I can go somewhere like this tent meeting. I promise you, I do good. I can go help in a revival and I do good, but somebody can come here and they can do a real good job, and it don't bother me when it's some of these preachers here. I'm just being honest with you. I loved how Brad and Daniel done. That just tickled me. Did get a bit jealous of them. But you take, somebody like Brother David Swindle come here and do real good, and all y'all are just loving up to him, and you know, looking at that, you know, David's killed his, Jeff has killed his 1,000, but Brother David here's killed his 10,000, and I can't help it. A little bit of work up in me, and I'm thinking, you know what, they love him more than they do me, you know. That's of the devil. And I know that. I've been down this road long. I'm not dumb. You don't have to say, Brother Jeff, we love you. I know you do. But the devil will get in there and he'll plant a seed and he'll cause you to do things. I pray I'd never do no harm to hurt my brother. I never have and I don't want to. But if you ain't careful, if you get caught up in that and get to letting it build on you like it did Saul, like it did Esau, Esau wanted to kill his brother. That's just a fact. His brother had to leave. If he would have killed him. He would have killed him. And Saul wanted to kill David. And he loved him. I'm telling you, the man loved him. He played the harp for him, and the evil spirit went out of Saul. He loved that young man. But jealousy set in, and he wanted to kill him. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, the firstborn. And said, I have forgotten a man from God, from the Lord. And she again buried his brother Abel. And Abel was the keeper of the sheep, but Cain was the tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground and the offering unto the Lord. And I got to stop. I got to say this before we go any further. I want you to know I'm not a bit jealous of Brother David Swindle's helped me more than anybody. But when I see y'all loving up to him, boy, I'm just being honest. I'm going to tell you the truth. Amen. You may not want to hear it, and I may not like telling it. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I love that man, and I never caused him no harm. Don't y'all think I would? I'd never say one bad word about him. I love that man more than you'll ever know. He done more for me than you'll ever know. And if you hear us, Brother David, you know that. I can't help but you're a better preacher than me. Lord just made you that way. In the process of time came to pass, and Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel also brought of the firstlings of the flock, of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and for his offering, but unto Cain and his offering he had not respect. And the Cain was very wroth, and that's wroth means jealous. That's exactly what it means. And his countenance fell. And I want to stop there. I had a problem with that. I want you to know I couldn't understand. It seemed like that's what Cain done. He was a tiller of the ground. He worked the ground. He was a gardener. He was a gatherer. And I couldn't understand. But I want you to know it was by works. Everything he done was by his hands. And Abel offered a more perfect sacrifice. He offered one that shed blood. And so it takes, it ain't of your works that's going to please God. It takes the blood. But we want to go, it said, and he was wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted, and if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and I want you to know this is his brother. His flesh and blood. This is one that he loved. I love my brother. I miss my brother. But I'm trying to make you understand what jealousy will make you do. It'll make you hurt the ones you love. And he said, it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And then the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of the brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Now art thou cursed from the earth, which have opened her mouth and received thy brother's blood from thy hand. And when thou tillest the ground, it shall not be henceforth yield up to thee to her strength. And a fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be, or wander in the earth, what a vagabond is. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. And behold, thou hast driven me out of this day from the face of the earth, and from the face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, a vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And that's because vengeance is the Lord's, but it ain't nobody else's. But he said, and the Lord set a mark upon Cain, let at least any find in him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And with the mistakes we made reading, that's reading down to the 16th verse. And I want to go over here to James and take her text. And I want you to realize today, you want to know where our church problems and our fellowship problems and everything that's dividing us today come from. I'm going to tell you about it today, and you may not like hearing it, but it's the truth of God. And I want you to realize that today. In James, in the 3rd chapter, the 16th verse, it says, where there's envy or jealousy and strive, there shall be confusion and ever evil work. And y'all pray for us today. I want you to understand, do you see any confusion in the Lord's churches today? Do you see anything, confusion among the brethren today? Some of us are seeing things one way and some seeing the other. And I want you to know, we're all lifted up in pride in that. You take a brother, I'm telling you, preachers, be careful. When you start getting to be a little popular, when everybody starts loving you, and everybody, I've been on both sides of this. I ain't trying to say I'm something, but I've been that young preacher that everybody brags on, and everybody pats on the back and goes around you helping revivals everywhere. I've been there. I've done that. I've been the one to come, and the pastor said, I know where he's at. When everybody loving you up and ain't giving you the pastor no attention. And I understand that now. Used to, I didn't. But I want you to understand, when all this begins to happen, you be careful, the brethren will start getting a little jealous of you. And they may not kill you. Everybody says, Cain killed Abel with a rock. That ain't in there. You look for it everywhere you want to. I see it all the time on the internet, all the time. Cain killed Abel with a rock. It wasn't a rock. I don't know if it was a rock or a stick. I know he killed him. And I know why he done it. It was because of jealousy. Because I want you to know, God paid him a little more attention, or he thought he did. He was in favor of God when he was. And I want you to realize today, when God starts blessing a preacher, it ain't got nothing to do with the preacher. I want you to understand that. It ain't none of us no count. It ain't none of us no good. But every once in a while, God will take a man, and he'll use it. Every once in a while, he'll take a church, and he'll use it. And that church begin to grow, and the Lord will begin to bless that church. And I want you to know, everybody in the county goes talking about it, whether it be here or wherever it be. I want you to realize, honey, if you ain't careful, people will start doing everything they can to find wrong. And I want you to know that all comes from jealousy. They'll look for everything, every little thing. And I want you to know, if they can't find nothing, they'll make up something. You know why over envy. And I want you to know envy causes strife. And then strife causes division. And then once a house divided, a family of God. We talked about this here a couple, 3 weeks ago about a house divided against itself cannot stand. Listen, a house divided, a family of God is divided. It will not be able to stand. Yes, each one of us are a little independent bodies. Each one of us make up an independent body. But we are the family of God. We are his house, and one day we will be just one house. But listen to me, we will not be able to stand if we continue in this division, if we continue in envy, if we continue in jealousy. So preachers get jealous of one another. I know y'all don't believe that. Y'all ain't never seen nothing like that out of your pastor, have you? Yeah, you have. I know you have. And I know y'all know. And I'm ashamed of it. I don't stand here and say that for pride because I know it's of the devil. I know. I read that a long time ago. When I first began to read the Bible, I read Genesis, and it didn't take long to get to the 4th chapter. It didn't take long to find jealousy in the book. It didn't take long to figure out why the devil was cast out of heaven. It didn't take me long to find out it was all of the devil. I want you to know, young couples, I want you to realize jealousy will destroy your marriage. And you'll get things planted in your head. Sometimes they'll be true, sometimes they won't be. But listen to me, if you can't get through jealousy or past jealousy, it will destroy your house. And sometimes jealousy comes from the people of God lifting up preachers in a place they don't belong. Yep, amen. Sometimes they think a little bit too much of us, and that causes problems. Paul said in the 3rd chapter of 1 Corinthians, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you unto spiritual. I can't talk to you about spiritual things right now because you're just way too carnal. But as unto carnal, even unto babes in Christ, I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are ye able. For ye are carnal, for whereas there among you envy, jealousy, and strife, and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? He's saying there's jealousy among you. There's strife. What did James say over there a while ago? They agree on this. I want you to, and it causes division among God's people. And he said, for a while, one saith, I am of Paul. He said, another, I am of Apollos. Are you not carnal? I want you to realize, Brother Pete Porter, and what they're talking about this, some of them were baptized of Paul, some of them were baptized of Apollos, and they was going around and bragging about it. And I want you to know, honey, they took up pride in that, and some of them got jealous. I want you to realize, I don't find where Jesus baptized nobody, because if he had them, everybody that had that baptism, one thing they would have bragged about it, just like they did with Paul and Apollos. And another thing, there would have been people like me would have got jealous about it. I would have if Barry Broder got baptized by Jesus Christ, and he did. I want you to realize that so did I. But then every one of us ever been saved by God's grace, got baptized by him by the Holy Spirit. But listen to me. If he was out there baptizing at the creek and he baptized Barry and he said, John, you come here and baptize this one. Or especially if he'd said, Judas, come on down here and you baptize Jill. I would have been like, whoa, wait a minute. Jealousy, I promise you, would set up and me and I'd been mad at Barry Bronner. Why is he getting more attention than me? That's why we don't find where he done it. I believe that. I believe he let his church do it. Who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministry by whom you believe. Even as the Lord gave to every man. All we are is preachers. Every one of us got, some of my favorites are here. I ain't gonna lie. I done mentioned Brother David Swindle. He's one of my favorites, and I know it ain't right. I know it ain't. We shouldn't be that way. I want you to know every man of God has got a purpose. And when we start picking favorites, that's what happens. That's what happened with Jacob and Esau. The father loved Esau, but his mother loved Jacob. When you start picking favorites, I want you to know, it causes problems. It causes a division. But I want you to know, when God was a respecter of person with Cain and Abel, it was because Abel brought the perfect sacrifice. And Abel didn't. That's the difference. And I want you to realize today, we are not to pick one over another. I told you, some of my favorite are here, but each man of God, when he stands up, if it's his first time, or if he's 80 years old and knows more than any of the rest of us should know, we should pay attention to what saith the Lord. I have planted into Apollos water, but God gave the increase. So neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. I pray that someday we'll get that. And every man shall receive his reward according to his own labor. That's what happened with Cain and Abel. And that's the way it's going to be. I want you to know God is no respecter of person, but I want to tell you something. If you think you're going to sit back and never work for him and do nothing, you're going to get the same rewards as the one that works and labors all his life and serves the Lord. And you say, well, you done said the last shall be first, the first shall be last. Listen to me. I don't care what time you start your work. If you start your work, you get saved when you're 50 years old and you join the Lord's church and you die at 52 in the 2 years that you serve, you give him everything you got, I want you to know you'll get a reward for it. But if you get saved when you're 13 years old, you die for the church and you serve him till you're 80 years old and you stay after it the whole time, you'll get your reward too. Just because you labor longer than others don't make you him bad for doing good. There was some jealousy there too, wasn't it? There was the ones that labored all day. Was they not mad when it come time to get paid? Because those that labored the last hour got the same thing that they got. Did they get upset about that? I want you to know, people, that's the way it is. God is just in everything he does. I may not be, you may not be, but God is. The Apostle Paul preached once to the Jews, and the Gentiles asked him for him to come to preach to them. He had preached to the church of Antioch. And I didn't understand. This is in the 13th chapter of Acts. And I didn't understand that for a long time because Paul was a member of the church of Antioch. And he was talking to them like he's talking to strangers. Well, come find out it was a different Antioch. I didn't understand that for a long time. But listen, after he'd preached to them, the Gentiles asked that he would come and preach to them. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought him that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. And then people would say, well, what did Paul do? Go preach a repeat? I want you to know that's what we're still doing today. I've heard people say that I've never preached a repeat sermon. Well, I don't understand that. This is what we got. That's what we got to preach from. It all may come about in a different way, but all of them are the same subject, and they're all about Jesus Christ, His church, and the things that He set up. But anyway, He said when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought Him that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. And when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who was speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. That's what Paul was trying to do, his best to get them to keep going. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, listen to me, when they began to see the multitudes, they were filled with envy, jealousy. It said, and they spake against those things which were spoken of Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. In other words, they went to nitpicking everything he said. And I want you to know Paul knew the word of God more than any of them did. They was jealous. They begin to see the crowds follow after him. They begin to see multitudes follow after him. And they wanted to stop it because they knew if they didn't, they was going to lose their followers. So they accused Paul, saying, of preaching blaspheme, preaching heresy, when he wouldn't. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said it was not necessary that the word of God, it was necessary that the word of God should be first be spoken to you. But seeing you put it from you, judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, we turn to the Gentiles. I'm going to tell you something right now. When you get all full of jealousy and envy and you start tearing down my brother, and I ain't never heard nobody tear you down or you. I've never heard one bad word about any of y'all. But when you start doing that, everybody will know. They'll know. People that ain't saved will know. And I'm fixing to prove that to you. You're doing damage. Not only to that person or that church. You're doing it to yourself, your children, and everyone that's around you. You better pay attention to me today. If you want this mess to stop, stop being jealous. Stop causing envy. If the Lord blesses a church down the road here and they start growing and they're getting souls are being saved and people are uniting with the church, we should be tickled to death. But you know what happens? People start getting jealous. And they say, I heard they got 20 saved down there in one night. I just don't know about you, but I don't believe that. I believe they're talking them up off the bench down there. You know what I heard they've been teaching down there? That's exactly what starts happening. There was 3,000, I believe it was, the day of Pentecost that was saved. What if that happened today? Right, well, boy, they're walking them down there, ain't they? You better be careful about who you're tearing down. Lost people can see your jealousy. They see your envy. And I'm going to tell you, God's people can see it too. I'm fixing to be done. Jesus, they brought him to Pilate. There was a time that they could release one from prison. We'll just read. And he answered him on every word, inasmuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now it was at the feast of the governor, and it was wont to release the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had... They had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. And therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, "Whom you will I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ?" Now, I'm fixing to read you something. You listen. For he knew that for envy, they had delivered him. He knew for jealousy. They was jealous of him. You talking about spoiling your play period. Here they was. They had it all wound up. All the people were coming to them. They was the high priest. Everything was going their way. And then here come this man called Jesus. I want to tell you, and they knew the word of God. They did. They knew he had every qualifications to be him. But the reason they didn't want to recognize him for being who he was is because of jealousy. If you ain't careful, that... And Pilate knew it. I don't believe that man was saved. But he knew why they was doing it. When you're sitting around a little crowd and you start tearing somebody down because they're getting a little too much attention, everybody sitting around there is going to know why you're doing that. When you start tearing a church down because maybe they're getting a little too much attention, everybody sitting around is going to know why you're doing that. You know what sad is? Your children are going to know. And they're going to know it's all out of jealousy. So that preacher you're tearing down, that church that you're tearing down, may be the very one is to bring the gospel to your child. It was their very Savior. They was jealous of him. Cain. He was the big brother. And the little brother, here he's the one getting attention from God. I want you to know, he couldn't stand that. And he killed his brother. I want you to understand there's a picture of Christ in that. I want you to understand, just like Daniel showed us, there was a picture of Christ. And Joseph, listen to me, there's a picture of Christ in David. There's a picture of Christ in these men that God choose to use. And then we get jealous of. There's a picture of Christ right here in Hilltop. I want you to realize when people out on Joe, there's a picture of Christ up here in Lone Fork and in Antioch. There's a picture of Christ in Lafayette. There's a picture of Christ in all God's churches and all God's called men. And when we get jealous of them and go to destroy them, it causes division. It causes strife. And it's killing us. Stop killing your brother. Stop being jealous. I don't know. Yeah, there has been some. I can tell they're jealous of me. Not because I can preach good. Not because I've got a pretty wife, and I do. They're jealous because there's men want to pastor this church. They've told me that. Listen, I'm blessed that I know that. I love this little church. Don't be jealous over it. Someday the Lord either move me or he'll take me one. If you listen out there, you'll get your chance. But don't hate me. And I want you to know I don't want to hate my brother. I see some of you get a lot of attention. That Marty's a movie star down there. Carthage, I didn't know he was so popular down there. We went down there this week. You can't get out of that tent down there. I mean, he'll stand around talk for 3 hours. Listen to me. I'm tickled for him. He's my brother. I love him. Yeah, it bothers me a little bit sometimes when he gets so much attention. When he has to introduce me to him. This is my pastor. And I'm like, I'm the little brother. That's all right. It really is. Because my grandbabies love him. And I don't ever hear me say anything negative about my brother. Oh, I said it during my brother Kevin Harris had come visit with us. He's one of the best preachers I've ever heard. Listen, we don't need to be jealous of our brothers. There's churches out yonder that are on fire for God. Don't tear them down. Build them up. And I want you to know what will happen when you do that. I want you to know people will recognize that also. They'll see that you love the Lord's church. They'll see that you love his preachers. When you save your brother, hide yourself. And I want you to know God will begin to bless your efforts also. But if you get caught up in jealousy and envy, it'll kill you, all the ones around you, and it'll kill you too. Saul was a good man. I believe he was. I believe Esau was a good man. I have no doubt Cain was probably a pretty good feller. But jealousy not only destroyed the ones they was around, but also destroyed them. I don't believe them chief priests and all of them was Saul wasn't that bad a guy. But he consented unto the death of Stephen, didn't he? Jealousy kills a lot of stuff. It got Satan cast out of heaven. But Brother Barry mentioned it, and that's what I'm going to finish with. I done thought of it, and Barry mentioned it this morning, and I thought, boy, that's good. My brother's done. And I could have got jealous over that, but I didn't. But John the Baptist, did you see a jealous? And Barry said, I would have been jealous. And I thought, amen, I would have been too. John the Baptist had all these that was following after him. All of them. He was just like the priest. They had all this big ground, and he was baptized. And then the boy, they was asking him, are you that light? Are you him? Are you him? And then they want to know, are you Elijah? You know, they thought it was him. And he could very easily say, yeah, I'm the one. But he didn't. He said, I just come bear witness to that light, brother. And he told them, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world." Not a jealous bone about him. So the next time you start getting a little jealous, and the devil starts saying, "How's you? I just tear them down just a little bit." You think about it. Jealousy destroys everything. It causes strife and it causes division. It's destroyed no telling how many marriages. It's destroyed no telling how many churches. It's destroyed no telling how many preachers. It's destroyed no telling how many countries. When you get so full of pride that you can't stand to see somebody else get a little attention, then you got a problem. So y'all pray for me that I'll not get caught up in jealousy. And I'll pray for you. Let's pray for one another. Let's love one another. Put away that kind of stuff, envy and strife. Put away the jealousy. Love your brother. Love your sister. Love our churches. Love the Lord. And if you'll do that, lost people will see that. And then we'll start seeing people get saved again. When we quit making it about ourselves. I heard Marty say here a while back, and I believe he might have been talking to me. He preached it. He's my pastor on the radio. I call him my radio pastor. He said, "Get over yourself." I told Sheila, I said, "He's preaching to me." And she said, "Amen." Get over yourself. Are you so full of pride that you'd rather tear the cause down than build it up? Get over yourself. That's my little thought. I pray it helps somebody, but it's not just me. Do you ever get jealous? That was the question that was asked me. And I wanted to lie, but I couldn't. We should. You got a song?